We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing starting on September 13th through September 22nd. The opening weekend program will feature the E.B. Johnston Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Dark Mirage for Fillies and Mares on Saturday, September 21st. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, September 21st. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Daytime racing is back at Los Alamitos, September 13th through the 22nd.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday, the 13th. But we're going to make this Friday the 13th a lucky Friday the 13th with our handicappers, hopefully. And we welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. Really easy to do. Just go to YouTube, punch in South Point Studios. You'll get to the page. It's our simulcasting video and audio network there. And you can sign up if you haven't already. Sign up. Just hit subscribe. It's free. the hit subscribe, and then you can start chatting with all of the other folks that are watching the show and chatting away, the good, the bad, the ugly on the chat for us right there at the YouTube site. And, of course, we welcome all of our listeners here in town at our anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, reminding you here in Las Vegas that Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM has all of the Ram games in the NFL and all of the USC games in college football. So make sure you tune in on the weekends for that if you're running around town and want to hear those football games on Sports Talk 1400 AM. And, of course, we also stream on all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, iPhone, Android, got you covered, too. We have the phone apps, the YouTube phone apps. Of course, you can see us and hear us just like you do on YouTube, on your app, on your device. And, of course, the KSHP app will get you listening to us as well on either your iPhone or your Android. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Well, guess what? Today is opening day at Belmont at Aqueduct. We almost forgot about Saratoga. It's been such a long time ago, but after the long respite, we're going to open up Belmont at Aqueduct. This is the Belmont Autumn Championship meeting that is being held at Aqueduct Racecourse because, as you know, they're revamping, remodeling, retooling Belmont Park. It'll be all new in a couple of years, but right now the Belmont racing calendar will be raced at Aqueduct, and so it is today. They begin their fall meeting there, but they will still have those big races that they have there. And Belmont at Aqueduct will feature six win-in-your-in races for the Breeders' Cup coming up. And so we'll wait and see about that. And, of course, today is opening day in Southern California at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Los Alamitos will have their short meet before we move on over to Santa Anita. Los Al starts today as well. So on our show today, we'll have Bob Mazursky. That'll be our man on the scene. Talking to us and giving us the latest on Los Alamitos each and every day during their racing meet. Of course, Jonathan Hardoon will be with us, Britt Jang, Jerry Jay, and John Lendo as well. And, of course, so we have those big races, those racetracks that are starting today. Yesterday was opening day at Churchill Downs for their fall meeting, and they will also have Breeders' Cup win-in-your-in races. And as far as Churchill Downs is concerned, yesterday, Joe Sharp, trainer Joe Sharp and Tyler Gaffleone, who were running hot at Kentucky Downs, kept that heat streak going in the early races at Churchill Downs. Yesterday, Joe Sharp and Tyler Gaffleone won the first two races. They won the first race with Gardier. They paid $12.38. The second race won by Gilded Kraken, paying $3.66, both trained by and ridden by Tyler Gaffleone. And then in Luis Saez decided to get back-to-back wins. He won the third race with Vernon Hott at 8:20 and came back in the second race with Eddie M. that paid $12.76 for Rusty Arnold. And that gave Luis Saez two in a row. So in the first four races, Gaffleone and Saez had two apiece. And then Brad Kotz checked in with Florent Garreau in the fifth race with Mitty's Gritty paying $15.36. Echo Sound gave Luis Saez his third win on the day in the sixth race. So Luis won half of the first six races conducted yesterday at Churchill Downs. That winner paid $4.14 for George Arnold II, who, of course, Rusty Arnold won the fourth race. George Arnold II won the sixth race yesterday at Churchill. So it's all in the family there. Seventh race, Extra Anejo gave Tyler Gaffleone his third win of the day on the card for Steve Asmussen at $5.16. And so out of the first seven races, Tyler Gaffleone and Luis Saez won three apiece. And the only other jockey besides Florent Garreau to get a win on the opening card was Christian Torres, who won the last race with Big Boat paying $17.14. So that's the way it went yesterday at Churchill Downs. More to come, of course, at Churchill Downs today. They are running, of course, today as well. For the Breeders' Cup rankings, we've got some Breeders' Cup rankings here. The Longines Breeders' Cup Classic rankings as we go into this week, and of course they'll update the rankings every week, but for the this week, they Fierceness got 346 votes, 23 first place votes to head the list. So he's number one on the Breeders' Cup Classic rankings. Second is City of Troy, the big horse from Europe that they say is a monster there. He got 272 votes, 10 first place. He's second. Number three, Forever Young, the Japanese bred horse, got 2 first place votes of the 246 that he got. Fourth is Highland Falls, and fifth is Sierra Leone. Sixth is Door Knock. Seventh is Ushiba Tesero, the other Japanese horse. In eighth place is Arthur's Ride. In ninth place is Derma Sotogatti, another Japanese horse. And then 10th place is Senor Buscador. So the Japanese bred horse is 3 on the list of the top 10. But I'm telling you, this horse, City of Troy, coming in from Europe, is really a monster. He's been really big there. But Fierceness heads the Breeders' Cup Classic rankings right now as we head into the Breeders' Cup. And talking about the Breeders' Cup, well, Breeders' Cup is not too far away on the November 1st and 2nd. And so we're rolling ahead to the Breeders' Cup, which will be at Del Mar. It's going to be interesting to see how the horses that raced at Del Mar will race at Los Alamitos. Now, Los Alamitos, the configured racetrack is a little bit different. It looks like an egg, so to speak, because they have down that backstretch, they have that little loop that goes around and a huge sweeping far turn into the stretch, and then the long, long, long home stretch. And as you know, at Del Mar, throughout the season there on the dirt course, it was predominantly speed favoring. No matter what they did, it was just speed favoring on the dirt course. So we'll see how those horses that were running on that speed favoring track translates to running on the track at Los Alamitos with that long stretch. Now, because it has a long stretch, everybody thinks that the closers have the advantage. But that's not the case a lot of times at Los Al either. And so we'll tap our handicappers to find out how they think it's going to play out today and for the rest of the meet at Los Alamitos. A couple of updates for jockeys. Apprentice Pedro Moran, who races at Woodbine, was injured after a race on the day of the second jewel of the Triple Crown, the Canadian Triple Crown at Fort Erie. He was injured there. He'll be out for a while. He usually races at Woodbine. And Giovanni Franco, if you remember, got hurt in an injury on the 26th of July. He has had a delay in his return. He thought he'd be back just right about now. But they say he needs another month to work on rehabilitating his knee, who was hurt in that spell on the 26th. So Franco looks to be looking about coming back, you know, by the time maybe Santa Anita, middle of Santa Anita's October meet starts there. So that's an update on those jockeys there. Moran, though, will be out a while after that spill at Fort Erie back at Woodbine. And Woodbine has a big, big racing week coming up tomorrow, a big day of racing at Woodbine tomorrow. They have 6 stakes races at Woodbine, 4 grade ones, 2 grade threes of the 6. And they have 3 Breeders' Cup win and you're in races tomorrow at Woodbine. One of them, a race that has produced, it was a real good link in producing winners in the Breeders' Cup Mile, and that is the Woodbine Mile. So when we get started there, we'll take a look at those 3 Breeders' Cup win and you're in fields with Jonathan Hardoon coming up. And so we do have Jonathan, Richie, John, Jerry, and of course Bob Mazursky. So without any further ado, I think we'll get to our first break on this show on this lucky Friday the 13th for you. Remember, go to YouTube, subscribe, start chatting away. We'll see if we can get a thought or two from our chatters along the way as well as we start off this busy Friday show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes 2 XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun.
64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Looking at the weather around the country, we still have the remnants of that hurricane that went through the south there. So there's a lot of spotty weather going on throughout the south. And it looks like Churchill Downs is getting it because I understand the track condition at Churchill Downs is now sloppy after the rain there. And as far as the weather, the temperatures are concerned, here in Las Vegas, we start out the day at 75 degrees. It's perfect outside, 75. You know, yesterday morning was a beautiful morning, and then right around 11 or 12 o'clock, the smoke from California's raging fires came over the hill again, and so in the afternoon, the air quality was bad. Same thing may happen today. It's 75 degrees and beautiful right now here in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 96 degrees. We've finally gotten below the 100-degree-plus weather here as we move into the fall. So for the rest of the foreseeable future, we won't hit 100 again, but it'll be 96 today. And it very well might mean that we get some smoke coming in from California again. They're trying to get those fires under control, but a lot of them are just raging out of control with zero containment right now. So we'll wait and see about that. Our thoughts go out to those folks in California and those fires. As far as the temperatures around the country is concerned, Miami 89. You got New York at 80 degrees, going to be perfect there in New York for the opening of Belmont at Aqueduct. Chicago, 83. Phoenix, Arizona is still hitting over 100 degrees. It's the hottest spot in the nation at 104. And as far as Southern California is concerned, where Los Alamitos is at about 81 degrees right around the Los Angeles area there. Don't know about the air quality, though, with all the fires going. All right, so let's get started with the racing menu of tracks available today in the racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. We want to remind you that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas joining us in the racebook today here at the South Point right behind us, these will be the first post times that roll out in our racebooks today. If you are listening anywhere else around the world in a different time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone, to whatever time zone you're in. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 10 races today. Their first post time is 9:25 at Laurel Park today. Following that comes Delaware Park. Delaware Park has 9 races. Their first post time is at 9:30 at Delaware Park. Belterra Park is next. 8 races there at Belterra. Getting ready to go. First post time is 9:35 at Belterra today. After that, we have Churchill Downs. As I say, the track at Churchill Downs should be starting off as sloppy. First post time for 10 races today at Churchill is 9:45. They have a super high five carryover there of $7,041. They also have a pick six jackpot carryover of $3,013 off of the first day of racing there at Churchill. 10 races today at Churchill, and they'll go start in the regular daytime post time, 9:45 a.m. Pacific time at Churchill after that Twilight card yesterday. Gulfstream Park has 9 races. Their pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover, $172,879. 9 races at Gulfstream Park. First post time is at 9:55. Then we go up to Woodbine, north of the border, and this is, of course, the day before their big day of racing. 9 races today at Woodbine. First post time is at 10:10. Woodbine has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $9,825. They have a super high 5 jackpot carryover of $56,232. First race post time at Woodbine for their 9 races, 10:10. Then we open up the racing back in the city. Belmont at Aqueduct opens today. First post time is 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct. They have 10 races today at Aqueduct. Their feature race today is the $150,000 Winter Memories Stakes at a mile on the inner turf course for three-year-old fillies, an overflow field of 15 before scratches. Of course, main tracks will be scratched as well. Beautiful day there at Belmont at Aqueduct. First post time is 10:05 to open the season of the Belmont Championship season at Aqueduct. Los Alamitos opens today. Los Al in Orange County. Their first post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon for their 8-race card. 8 races today at Los Alamitos. 1 o'clock first post for the thoroughbred racing there. Northern California Racing Fair is now at Fresno, the Fresno Fair. They've got 7 races, and their first post time is 1:45 at Fresno. And then after that, Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows will kick in with 10 races. The first 3 will be quarter horses. The last 7 are thoroughbreds. And the first race of the day, which is at 4 p.m. Pacific time, is a quarter horse stakes race. A couple of carryovers there at Prairie Meadows. The Pick 5 jackpot carryover, $11,581. Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $18,515. Again, first post time, 4 p.m. And then we have Charlestown. Charlestown has 8 races. Their first post time at Charlestown is set at 4 o'clock this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Remington Park kicks in with 9 races. Their first post time at Remington, 4:30. And then we have Emerald Downs from the Great Northwest. 6 races there at Emerald, and a first post time of 7 p.m. 7 p.m. at Emerald Downs today. And that's your racing menu for this Friday the 13th. All right, time to go out to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. And, of course, Belmont at Aqueduct opens today. Los Alamitos opens today. Churchill opened yesterday. We got that transition going on this week from the summertime racetracks and their particular jurisdictions to, of course, as we get into the fall and winter, the racetracks that operate then. So tomorrow will be a big day at Woodbine, and of course, Belmont at Aqueduct will have big races coming up in future weekends. But for today at Belmont at Aqueduct, before we get started, what should people know about handicapping, the basics of handicapping at Belmont at Aqueduct coming from Saratoga?
Well, it's a totally different track. Obviously, the turf courses are different. The turf courses at Saratoga, the turns are a lot sharper, and speed is a lot more prevalent, I think, at Saratoga on the grass than it is at Aqueduct. And the main track, it's interesting because you don't get to train over that track. They don't open it up for training. They only let you run there. So if you're in New York, you have to train at Belmont, or if you're at Monmouth or somewhere else, and then you ship in. There is no training over the Aqueduct track, and that sometimes could be a little bit of a disadvantage. You know, you don't know how the horse is going to take to the track always, so what you have to do is look back at previous times that these horses ran there and see how they did. But I think it's a distinct disadvantage not to be able to train over a track that you're going to run on. But now, those are the rules in New York until Belmont reopens.
Now, Jonathan, am I not mistaken that Aqueduct did have a training track in the interior, but they changed that to a turf course, right?
They had the inner track.
Yeah.
There was a winter track that they used only for winter racing. And they what they did was convert the main track into sort of an all-purpose. Yeah, all season. You know, they put chemicals in it during the winter so it doesn't freeze. And what they did with the inner track was they made that a turf course. So they have two turf courses and a main track, which is also winterized for the winter. So, again, you don't get to train over it, so who knows how you're going to race over it. So, to me, that's a little bit unfair. But, you know, they're up against it. They have no other way to do it. You have to train at Belmont. You can't train at Aqueduct. They don't even have stalls anymore at Aqueduct for the most part. You ship into a barn. They have a barn specifically just for horses that are running that day. As soon as the race is over, they ship them back to Belmont or wherever they came from. But there is no horses that are stabled at Aqueduct.
So in other words, they have a receiving barn only, and you can't even pony a horse on that main track early in the morning to get an edge off them then?
No, you could take them in and school them in the paddock if you have a stakes horse or, you know, someone that's going to run down. But you can't step foot on that track with that horse until it's post time.
That's unusual. Of course, this is an interim type of thing until they get done with Belmont Park, and then it all changes back to normal, right?
Well, 3 years is a long interim, but yes, it's an interim thing. And they spend so much time there because there's no more Belmont. It becomes Belmont at Aqueduct, then Aqueduct at Aqueduct. So really, they only have two tracks. They have Saratoga where they'll be for 6 weeks, or maybe they'll add a week or two because of Belmont and everything else.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's 10 months a year at Aqueduct.
All right. Well, let's get started with getting some picks. Your selection yesterday at Churchill Downs got in a little bit of trouble at the top of the stretch when he was on the dance floor, to say the least. And so we might want to take a look at betting that horse back. But in the meantime, let's see if we can get we had the Friday the 13th luck on that horse yesterday. And so we'll get good luck today. Where are we going first?
Well, we're going to give a horse at Gulfstream. Let's look at the 7th race today at Gulfstream. It's 7 furlongs on the main track, and I really like a horse in here, Ralph. Number 8, Raging Fury, a 3-year-old gelding from the Matthew Camelli barn. Edgar Morales aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. He's had excuses in his last couple of races. He cuts back in distance today to 7 furlongs. He draws a good outside box. 6-1 on the morning line. Number 8, Raging Fury, wins today, 7th race at a Gulfstream.
All right, Gulfstream Park, 7th race, number 8, Raging Fury. Raging Fury, of course, is your pick in the 7th race, the 8 horse at Gulfstream. What's next?
Let's go to Belmont. Look at race number 8. Now, you see, they have 6 furlongs. At Saratoga, they only run 5 and 5.5 furlongs for sprinters on the grass. Well, at least Aqueduct offers 6 furlongs. And I think it's going to help the number 4 horse in here. I'm just kidding. This is a 4-year-old filly from the John Kimmel barn. Irod Ortiz aboard to ride. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. She cuts back in distance. There's enough early speed for her in here. Number 4, I'm just kidding, wins today's 8th race out at Big A, Belmont at the Big A.
Yes, Belmont at the Big A, the 4. I'm just kidding. Well, we hope he isn't and gets to the
winner. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. This horse is going to run.
Okay, you're not kidding. You're serious. I'm just kidding. The 4 horse in the 8th race at Belmont at Aqueduct is your play. Now, you got full sheets for Belmont at Aqueduct and Gulfstream, as you had a selection, and at Los Alamitos, right?
And even Churchill. And we did Churchill. All 4 Churchill. Yeah, we were busy. Tomorrow we're even busier, Ralph.
You a busy dude. Quickly taking a look at some of those races at Woodbine. You know, there's 3 stakes races that'll be Breeders' Cup winning your ends. The Summer Stakes is one of them. That is for 2-year-olds at a mile. It'll be the 5th race tomorrow at Woodbine. And Mark Cassie, as you indicated yesterday, has got quite a few horses in that race. As a matter of fact, I think he's got 6 out of the field.
It's crazy. 6 or 7 out of the 13.
Yeah.
that's Chad Brown. That's Phil D'Amato style, but this is in Canada. So I guess he does it in Canada.
However, the favorite on the morning line, 3-1, is a horse that's owned by Godolphin, trained by Charlie Appleby. William Buick will ride El Kedra. And this horse is 3-1 on the morning line in the Summer Stakes, which is a mile on the turf.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. Chris Clement's horse ran very well in her race at Saratoga. He doesn't win first that often. This horse was bet out. They knew this horse was good. Frankie Dettori is going to go up there to ride. So keep an eye on the 1 horse, Aniskol, I guess is the way you pronounce it.
That's not in the Summer Stakes. I believe that's in the...
That's the 5th race. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was looking. You told me Appleby had the 13 horse. I saw Appleby.
Yeah, no. That's the Natalma. It is at...
Didn't you say the 5th race? You said the 5th race. All right. I stand corrected.
The Natalma is the 5th race on the card. If I did, then I stand corrected. And anyhow, this was the one for the 2-year-old fillies at a mile on the turf. And you're right. The 1, Aniskol, is Chris Clement and Frankie Dettori at 3-1 in that race. And Mark Cassie, again, stacks a lot of 2-year-olds. I mean, my goodness. I mean, what does he got? He's got like 7 or 8 horses in that race, too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And Mountain Breeze, the horse, the Godolphin horse there, with William Buick, trained by Charles Appleby, is 5-2, but in post 13 there. So it looks like it's either Godolphin trying to beat Cassie or Cassie trying to beat Cassie in the 2 races for 2-year-olds. And then quickly looking at the Woodbine Mile, a $1 million race at a mile on the turf, that sees a field of 8. And in that one, you got Kazuchi Kimura riding Mark Cassie's Philo de Arianza, a Brazilian bred at 5-2. But the Naval Power, Godolphin, Buick, and Appleby are even money favorites in that one as well from Great Britain.
6 for 9 lifetime with 2 seconds. He's earned close to $600,000. He's probably the real deal.
Yep. So it looks like those will be the Breeders' Cup winning your in races at Woodbine tomorrow for Del Mar. Looks like Godolphin and Mark Cassie's got these races surrounded. So we'll wait and see about that. But it's opening day at Belmont at Aqueduct, Los Alamitos, and we continue with Churchill Downs. So we're getting set in our.
How about Breeders' Cup, Ralph, is about 6 weeks away. That's getting pretty close. You don't even realize that. I think November 1st or 2nd, you said, so we're almost there.
November 1st and 2nd. It is 49 days, 4 hours, 8 minutes, and a second before we get started with that. And, you know, you'll be here for the seminars and, of course, our special Breeders' Cup show. It'll be a lot of fun here at the South Point. They do it up right here. And, again, you guys will be part of the seminar action. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
Okay, you got it, my man. Now, you know what I think I'll do? I'm going to change up a little bit on the programming here. We're going to go right directly to Bob Mazursky standing by in Southern California for the opening of Los Alamitos. Bobby there. Good morning.
I'm here, Ralph. Good morning to you.
Well, it's opening day at Los Al. I know it's a short meet. It always is, but it's a beautiful kind of fun meet in between the other meets that surround it in Southern California between Del Mar and Santa Anita. And it starts today. You have 8 races on today's card. And I asked the same thing about Jonathan about Belmont at Aqueduct. I'm going to ask you about Los Alamitos. With horses coming from Del Mar to Los Al and the different of the configuration of the racetrack, but the added handicapping dilemma, or at least handicapping element that we have this year, with a speed-favoring racetrack that we saw at Del Mar on the main track. When those horses come to Los Alamitos with that long home stretch, we need to do a little tweaking about the handicapping, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. As you said, Del Mar was very speed-favoring the whole meet. There was only a few days where you saw horses coming from behind. You know, Los Al is, you know, because of the long stretch, closers can win, but it's not, you know, a given. And I think some horses that maybe perhaps did not fire at Del Mar will run well here. I mean, it's definitely a horse for course. Some horses that, you know, were in bad form get here and turn things around. So we'll see what happens. Looking forward to it. As you said, we have 8 races today, 8 races tomorrow, 8 races Sunday, and then we'll wrap it up next week with 3 more days of racing.
And I know that the jockeys kind of have to get used to the fact that when they turn for home, there's a long, long stretch there. Sometimes they'll wait until the top of the stretch to really start running. So they're going to have to get their sea legs, so to speak, about them as well. But it looks like a competitive card. Some short fields, but still competitive for today's opener at Los Al, Bob. And, you know, you've got 1 pick 5 on the day. It starts in the first 5 races, 50-cent pick 5. You got 2 $1 pick 4s. That'll start in the second race. And for today, the late one will start in the 5th race, right?
That is correct. We follow the format that they have at night. And also I wanted to say, you know, there's the traditional $2 pick 6, 70-30 split with the carryover provision. And if there is not a carryover into tomorrow, we will seed the pick 6 tomorrow with $10,000. So there'll be $10,000 of free money in there tomorrow and the following Saturday, September 21st, if nobody has the pick 6, if there is not a carryover on each of the Fridays.
All right, Bob, let's get a winner out of the first day.
I'm going to go to the 4th race today, and I like horse number 1, I Don't Get It. First time off the claim for Craig DeLossi, who's had a very, very solid year. Doesn't run a lot of horses, but he has a high percentage. He claimed this horse. He's protecting it. The horse won nicely at Del Mar. He was one of the few that came from well off the pace. It was his first race as a gelding. There's a couple sprinters stretching out in here, so I think he'll get pace to run at. So I like number 1, I Don't Get It, in race 4. And he gets Kyle Frey, who rides this track very, very well, and in fact was leading rider here during the L.A. County Fair meet earlier this year.
Yes, and he had a solid meet at Del Mar as well. That's for sure, winning the big race, the Pacific Classic there with Doug O'Neill's horse. And again, that's the 4th race on the card today at Los Alamitos. 1 mile, which means they'll start right in front of the grandstand and go around the configuration once to the wire. So the rail post is going to be good because the first turn of the 2 turns of the thoroughbred track when they lay it out at Los Alamitos is a much tighter turn than the last turn, right?
No, absolutely. You want to get position there. And, you know, sometimes if there's a bigger field in there, horse can get fan wide and basically lose the race on the first turn. So I like that he's going to save ground. But, again, he's going to be coming from behind. So I expect Kyle to save ground, hopefully, and then swing out at the top of the stretch and run them all down.
All right. You got it, Bob. It's only just begun today, that's for sure. The big race, the E.P. Johnston, will head up tomorrow's card at Los Alamitos. And we will talk to you tomorrow. But if the folks here listening and watching on the show right now want to get more of your stuff, there's plenty of places to get it, huh?
Yeah, I do the Graded Handicap for the Southern California News Group papers, which includes the L.A. Daily News, Pasadena Star News, O.C. Register, among others. And then I also do daily selections for Southern California at todaysracingdigest.com.
All right, you got him, my man. Busy man, Bob Mazursky. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Bob.
Sounds good, Ralph. Have a good day. Take care.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Rich Eng is next. Don't go away.
Thank you, buddy. There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Chatters are chatting away on the chat section of our website, our streaming at the South Point Studio, streaming at YouTube, and they're giving out horses as well, so you might want to check it out. Now we go to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, it was a massacre last night in Miami, and I sure hope that the quarterback for Miami is okay today.
Tua took, I know Al Michaels said he took a hit from Hamlin, the safety. It looked more like the other way around. It looked like Tua tried to run him over and basically ran into a brick wall because Hamlin's pretty sturdy. Yeah. But, you know, the thing about Tua, he had major concussion issues 2 years ago, missed most of the season.
Yep.
He was healthy last year, played all 17 games. And I can't believe in the time that he suffered those injuries with a concussion that they haven't taught this kid how to slide, because in the NFL, if you slide and give yourself up, you will not get hit. He tried to run over the safety, and he paid the price for it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, and it was mentioned on the show, why didn't he slide instead, knowing that he had, previous concussions, but I guess in the heat of the moment. But they were getting pretty well beat at the time anyhow. It looked like, Buffalo was much better. The Bills got the job done there. And they seem to have the number on Miami because they have won a lot of races. I mean, a lot of games against Miami lately. But
Buffalo had won 11 out of 12. I thought Miami was ready to turn the page, but obviously I was wrong. And I'm worried that Tua was going to miss a lot of time, Ralph. That looked pretty serious.
Yeah, it did. It sure did. Now moving to racing, Los Alamitos, different kind of handicapping aspect to go to Los Al from Del Mar. I'm going to ask you the same question as my other handicappers. With the speed-favoring racetrack that we saw at Del Mar for the 8 weeks or whatever, how many weeks it was down there, those horses that have raced at Del Mar last, coming to Los Alamitos with the long home stretch, do you do a little tweaking in the handicapping?
Well, I think one thing I do when I handicap Los Al, Ralph, is there's so many drop-down horses, meaning they're dropping in class, and I think the class angle really makes more sense at Los Al because you kind of get mismatches and you get small fields of, you know, six and seven horses dropping down in class. I like to handicap the classier animal, even if the past performances don't look quite so good. When they're facing an easier test, an easier field, they kind of perk up and run well. So that's certainly one of the angle. And obviously horses for courses. And another angle too, Ralph, horses that win at night at Los Al can win in the daytime. So don't draw a line through a horse just because they run at night under the lights and they think that they're not classy enough.
Well, we have a couple of college football games today, and one of them is our hometown University of UNLV, and they've been doing real good.
Yeah, I watched some of the highlights of their game the other day, and this is a good football team, and they're getting a lot of points. It's like 9.5, I think. And if you watch Kansas play Illinois, that was a game Kansas should have won, but the quarterback play was horrendous. The kid threw like three interceptions and was wildly inaccurate. Mm-hmm. So this is a good opportunity for UNLV. I'm not going to give it out as an official play, but obviously I'll be rooting for the home team.
Yeah, we sure
will. Meaning UNLV.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get started. You have selections for today at Los Alamitos right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Give me a winner on opening day.
Race number 7 is the feature race on the card. It's an optional claimer 40 going a mile. And the angle on the 3 horse, well, this is a horse for course. This horse ran in the Los Alamitos Derby and lost by an inch to stablemate Winstock for trainer Bob Baffert. I think this is a good spot for the 3, the Cornell, to get a nice confidence booster. Kyle Ferrarice for Baffert. Let's go with the 3, Cornell in race 7.
All right, 7th race at Los Alamitos, number 3, Cornell. Frey for Baffert, the 3 in the 7th race. Richie's pick, and don't forget full sheet at RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
Okay, we take our final break. When we come back, our closing act, John and Jerry next, so don't go away. And don't forget, get to the YouTube site, and don't forget to subscribe. The chatters are chatting away, so we'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with 2 great weeks of racing starting on September 13th through September 22nd. The opening weekend program will feature the E.B. Johnston Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Dark Mirage for Fillies and Mares on Saturday, September 21st. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, September 21st. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Daytime racing is back at Los Alamitos, September 13th through the 22nd.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty, back to wrap up our Friday the 13th show. We're going to make it a lucky one with our handicappers. We now go out to John Lendo standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. It's beautiful out here right now. I hope we can keep the smoke away from all that fire in Southern California. Now, I know, Del Mar's closer to San Diego, but Los Alamitos is in Orange County. How is the where the fires are at? Will that be affecting anywhere near Los Al today?
No. Los Alamitos is down a little bit toward Irvine on the coast, so it's pretty far away from where those fires are near the mountains.
Okay, what do we do at Los Alamitos today with all of the horses that ran at Del Mar on a speed-favoring track, and naturally a lot of horses went wire to wire there on the dirt? Now getting to Los Alamitos with that long home stretch, do we tweak a little bit of handicapping there?
I think you take it on a case-by-case basis. If a horse was affected by the bias, just because they ran over a speed-favoring track, if they were doing nothing anyways, it doesn't matter. So you have to kind of look and you know, can you make an excuse for why they didn't get the job done at Del Mar? And then maybe you give them a little extra push at Los Alamitos. But again, we have some smaller fields here. The pace might be compromised a little bit because of that. So it's basic handicapping once again, Ralph. You just have to take it as it comes up.
And I know there's a fallacy out there, at least by the stats and past performances, that because Los Al has a long stretch, it would favor horses coming from behind. But that is not really the case. It's not any more prominent there with the long stretch than there is anywhere else.
Yeah, that's true. You have a quarter-mile stretch around at Los Alamitos, but you basically have to be right on top of the leaders turning for home, because you're not going to make up four or five lengths in the stretch on a general basis. You might catch a field that falls apart a little bit late, but it's hard to make up that much ground no matter where you are. The good part is when you have a long stretch like that, there is room to find a place to go, work your way out of trouble, and still get the job done.
Now, of course, some of the jockeys that raced at Del Mar and, of course, Santa Anita might be going other places looking for some mounts at other racetracks for the Breeders' Cup coming up. Some are really and are good jocks as far as the layout there at Los Alamitos, Edwin Maldonado being one of them. But one that will be missing today, I think, is Antonio Frasu, right?
Right. He starts a three-day suspension today, so he'll sit out. And we've got a couple of Kyle Frey starts a suspension 3 days tomorrow. I think Tyler Bates has a Heisa whip suspension start 1 day tomorrow. And Roberto Rispoli will be up at Woodbine on Saturday riding in all those big races in Canada.
Are you planning on taking a look for the Linda Report on any of those races at Woodbine on the big Breeders' Cup winning your end day there?
I'm not going to create a Linda Report because I don't cover that circuit on a regular basis. And, I'll obviously look at the stakes races and see what's there. But as far as publishing something for Woodbine, no, I will not do that tomorrow.
Well, I can tell you one thing, John. We know how dominant Bob Baffert is for the races for two-year-olds in Southern California. But what's going on there tomorrow at Woodbine almost gets to the point of ridiculous. In the summer stakes for the two-year-olds, 14 are entered. Seven, half of that field is trained by Mark Cassie. The Natalma for the two-year-old fillies, 13 are entered in that race. Eight are trained by Mark Cassie. And in the Woodbine Mile, which is not a race for two-year-olds, but it's still a race that only had eight in it, three of the eight are trained by Mark Cassie. Now, having said that, Godolphin comes in with their stable of horses, and they are the morning line favorites in all three of those races with their entrant.
But you got to remember that Godolphin has used that Woodbine Mile with horses like Master of the Seas and Modern Games to win races at the Breeders' Cup. So it's a proven practice ground for them getting their Breeders' Cup horses ready. You see William Buick coming across the pond to ride at Woodbine tomorrow. So I've got to think anything they've got over there is legit, and they're probably looking at the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar with some of those horses.
Yeah, and that's right. They're good prep races for the Breeders' Cup, no doubt about that. Well, we get to Los Alamitos opening day, and of course, we remind everybody that the Linda Report, covering Southern California racing, as it is today for Los Alamitos, selections in every race, a suggested late pick four, all the goody information that you need at the bottom of the sheet, one comprehensive Linda Report, one sheet available only in one place here in your gaming capital, and that's right here at the South Point in the Racebook. And it's free of charge compliments to you. because they love horse players here and the Linda Report as well. John, what are we going to do for opening day?
Let's go to race three at Los Alamitos. In the third race, number five, Jerry Spirit, comes off the layoff, now in the Dean Pedersen barn, drops in for a claiming tag for the first time, adds Lasix, been training well in the dirt at Del Mar, that gets a first chance to run on dirt at Los Alamitos today. I think this horse is going to like it. The way he trained on dirt, I think he's going to be a better horse on dirt than he was on the Tapita at Golden Gate. Uh-huh. And 5.5 furlongs gives him a little edge over the favorite, number three, Big Gain. So 3-1 on the morning line, number five, Jerry Spirit, race three, Los Alamitos.
Well, I think the gentleman is about ready to come up next to you. Enjoys the name, Jerry Spirit. So in the third race, the five, Jerry Spirit, your play in the third race at Los Alamitos. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Good luck today.
All right. And now we have Mr. Jerry Spirit, Jerry Jackowitz, standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. He just did that to make me laugh. But now I owe him. I owe him a good John horse.
Well, some people, I think you're playing a joke wearing that Giants hat the way they're playing this year. But nevertheless, you know, I can't, you know, be too hard on them. The Raiders aren't playing as well either.
They deserved all the boos that they got in the stadium. No boos outside, but all the boos they got in the stadium, they deserved on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're already now to next week. I'm supporting my team, and that's why I did this today. I put on a New York City T-shirt, and I said, "Oh, we got to go to the Giants here."
Well, not only that, but a fan is a fan whether they win or lose, and right. That's just the way it is. Okay, we got Belmont at Aqueduct and Los Alamitos, two new meets starting. You have power pages for both of those. I guess we'll go to Belmont at Aqueduct first.
Oh, okay. Yes, I just clicked on the wrong one. Here we go.
Yeah,
we're going to go to the seventh race today.
Okay,
this is. It's just a fantastic meet in New York every year. This is what we call the Fall Championship meet.
Yeah.
Number seven, we got number three. Dick Dutrow claimed he's got this, who's been claimed three times before for much higher numbers. He claimed it for 20. Now puts it up 5,000. Had a good race for Michael Maker. I have a feeling Dick Dutrow can improve the horse again. He's got IRAD up at 9-2. Let's see if we can get 5-2. On the three, he's got this.
Okay.
5-2 is my cutoff. Three over the 1-2-5-10. Reverse 1-2-5-10 back over the three. The three, that's my pop out key and featured play at anything over 5-2.
And that's in the seventh race. In the seventh race, no late scratches in that race. So in the seventh race, number three, he's got this. The three over 1-2-5-10. And don't forget to reverse there because of all the things that Jerry tells you. Don't forget to reverse there. In the seventh race, the three is the key. All right, we get to Los Alamitos. I'll ask you the same thing I've asked all the other players, that because of Del Mar having such a speed-favoring main track for the entire meet there, the horses that are coming in from Del Mar to Los Alamitos, do you give a special tweak of handicapping because it was so speed-favoring for Los Al?
Absolutely. If they showed speed at Aqueduct... speed at Del Mar. If they showed speed at Del Mar, I downgrade them.
Okay.
So
good enough. I like that answer. Okay, let's get started. Give me a pick then, Los Al.
Yeah, let's go to the first race. Let's see if we can get started right in the first. We got Last Call Paul with three from Steve Knapp.
Mm-hmm.
Closer at Del Mar. Look at that. Going to Los Alamitos. Also draws away from the rail. Kind of like that. Not 3-1 seems fair, and I like Santiago Gonzalez. He's a good rider who's hungry and not getting enough winning mounts. I know he'll ride the hair off this horse.
Mm-hmm.
I like the 3 over the 1-2-6, small reverses.
Okay, first race at Los Al Thoroughbred, and for the meet, 1 o'clock post time Pacific time. You like the 3, Last Call Paul, who you want Paul to finish first. Three horse over 1-2-6 and reverse. That's in the opener at Los Alamitos. And remember what Jerry said about downgrading horses, at least on his sheet with his speed ratings, because of the speed favoring track at Del Mar. But we'll wait and see about that. Kind of a new twist, a little handicapping element. But we'll make this Friday 13th a lucky day for the race day listeners. By the way, as far as the handicappers are concerned, in the first five races, which is the early pick five at Del Mar, our handicappers gave us three races. Jerry likes the 3 in the first, John likes the 5 in the third, and Bob Mazursky likes the 1 in the fourth. So maybe we can put together a nice little pick five there as well. And don't forget Jerry J's Power Pages for Aqueduct and Los Alamitos, available at jerryjspowerpage.com. One more thing to say. Jerry's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at kshp.gov.